It's an exciting day here for the Rams organization. Sean McVay introduced as the new head coach of the Los Angeles Rams. And I've got with me quarterback Jared Goff to talk a little bit about it because I heard that you met with him during this interview process. What were your first impressions of McVay?
Yeah, great. It was a good experience. Went down there and met with him briefly for about an hour or so and had a good talk. Had a good talk with him and learned a lot about him, and he learned a lot about me, and it was really positive.
Did you guys talk about offensive philosophies at all? Had you watched anything from the Redskins in this past year?
Yeah. You know, just watching film and going through stuff, you overlap with teams and seeing a lot of stuff they do. It was a lot of stuff during the year. I was like, wow, I really like that stuff. And talking to him in our little meeting and understanding what they do and going through some things, it was really our philosophies on offense and quarterbacking really align, and I'm excited to get to work with him.
When you look at him and you see how young he is, when you first walked in to meet him, did that throw you off at all, or you didn't even think about it?
No, I really didn't think about it, and I really don't think you realize it when you start talking to him. That's all that everyone wants to talk about, his age, but I think if you don't know his age, you would never think he's 30 years old, just for the way he talks and the way he carries himself and his leadership abilities. And so I'm very excited to get a chance to work with him, and I think he's as excited as I am.
I know you said everybody's been talking about his age, but when you walk into your team, you're one of the players, you're around the players all the time. Do you think your older teammates, your veteran teammates, are going to be comfortable with a 30-year-old?
I do. I think I've talked to a lot of guys on the team so far, and everyone doesn't seem to be a big deal to us. It seems to be a big deal to everyone else, and to us, it's like, all right, well, you know, he's just another coach, and if he knows what he's talking about, he does. If he doesn't, he doesn't. And so far, from my experience, he really does, and I think everyone's going to be very excited when they get a chance to meet him, and really going to want to play for this guy.
What specifically kind of stood out to you when you were talking to him, when he was talking about his vision for this program and where he wants to see this team end up? What stood out to you and what he talked about with that?
I think he's very driven. Just from, again, a brief experience, very driven and very, very up for challenges. And I think it's going to be a challenge this next year, and to get things fixed and get things where we want it to be. And I think he's all in, and that's all you can ask for.
Obviously, you met with him before he got the job. After he got the job, have you spoken to him since?
Yeah. I talked to him yesterday. He called me yesterday and just briefly, 2-minute talk, and just, you know, wanted to say he was excited and let him know my same feelings, and let him go and do his thing. He had a lot of phone calls to make, I think.
Are you going to hang out around here in your off season? Are you going to try and, you know, be around at least his mind?
Yeah. No, I'll be here in LA the whole time.
All right. Well, thanks for sitting down with me. I appreciate it. For more exclusive content, make sure you stay right here on theRams.com.